In her debut novel, Vanessa and Virginia, Susan Sellers imagines the lives of Virginia Woolf and her sister, the painter Vanessa Bell, as seen through Vanessa's eyes when she's an old woman reflecting back on their often troubled childhood in London, her complex relationship with Virginia, and her life after Virginia killed herself. Dr. Sellers is a professor of English at St. Andrews University in Scotland. She's also co-editor of the Cambridge University Press editions of Virginia Woolf's work, Vanessa and Virginia, which the Library Journal has called elegant and highly recommended, is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. I'm very pleased that it brings Dr. Susan Sellers to the show today. Hello.
Hello.
Had you even planned on writing a novel before you edited Woolf's work?
No, I hadn't. I think that I was so immersed in the worlds of these two women that I began dreaming about them. And I think I felt that I had to have somewhere to go with all these dreams and thoughts that couldn't fit into the academic side of my work.
And you could have written a straight biography or a nonfiction book, but you chose to write this as fiction because there are big gaps?
There are gaps. I mean, I think one of the things about these two extraordinary women is that we know so much about their lives, perhaps particularly about Virginia Woolf. She was a prolific writer. Most people know that she wrote 10 novels, but she also wrote many, many works of nonfiction, diaries, letters, all of this has survived. So we know an enormous amount about her life and the life of her family and friends. And indeed, with Vanessa Bell, we have letters from Vanessa Bell. I think letters must have been a little bit like texting in those days. The sisters would spend a certain amount of each day writing letters. So we have all this information. At the same time, there are, as you've suggested, so many things that we don't know about these two.
Well, also, Vanessa's work, her writings are less accessible, aren't they? In fact, it's hard to even see her artwork.
It's very hard to see her artwork. It's that there are paintings in London, but even in the Tate, there's only one on display. So yes, that's something that I felt quite strongly about, that I wanted to explore perhaps this less familiar sister.
What do you think of her as an artist? Was she respected by the Bloomsbury group?
She was an extraordinary artist. She, at the age of just 21, she was one of only a handful of students who was admitted into the School of Painting at the Royal Academy. She was enormously talented, but also very bold, very brave, very daring as a painter. Her paintings aren't beautiful, but what they do have is the most extraordinary sense of colour. One anecdote about Vanessa is that her sense of colour was so good that she could look at somebody's outfit and spot that exact colour, and a week later would be able to go into a shop and buy the thread needed to mend that particular garment.
Well, this is at the early years of modernism. Was she influenced by people like Matisse, the great colourist of French painting?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the people that both sisters were very involved with was Roger Fry, who was enormously instrumental in bringing the post-impressionist painters to London. And the exhibition in 1910, which caused an absolute scandal at the time that it was shown, a great furor in the press, that really influenced both sisters. It blew both of them away.
The same impact that the Army Show had in this country a few years later. You tell this from Vanessa's point of view. I think it might have been a little difficult or presumptuous to tell the story from Virginia's perspective.
Absolutely.
So how did you find Vanessa's voice?
I think I began by knowing quite clearly that I did not want to write a pastiche of Virginia Woolf. I felt that was very, very dangerous. I know her work so well. I admire her work enormously, but I didn't want to come over as a kind of pastiche version. With Vanessa, I think I began really with the paintings, by looking at the paintings and by trying to think myself into the mind of a visual artist. I have no talent as a painter, but I did go and watch painters in their studio. And one of the things I was fascinated by is the way that, particularly in painting, a work is built up through brush strokes, knife strokes, piece by piece by piece by piece. And I think that fed not only into Vanessa's perception, but also to some extent the style of the book, which is quite mosaic-like, I think.
Yeah, you've structured it as a series of impressions. I guess the way a painter sees the world, a painter works a series of works rather than an extended work. But you have her say, I always less skillful with words than you, relinquish them to you entirely. I took painting for myself. There are a lot of artists who write quite well, and there are a lot of writers who are quite adept at the visual arts.
Indeed. But I think there, one of the other things I should perhaps say about the novel is it's very much a book about the relationship between two sisters. And that was something I really did want to explore in the novel. And one of the things that happened between Virginia and Vanessa was that even when they were quite young, they decided between them that Virginia would be a writer and Vanessa would be a painter. And I think that is something that perhaps I have sisters. I'm an artist, a writer working in English literature. My sister's a scientist. I think that negotiation is something that does happen in the sibling relationship.
How familiar do you expect your readers to be with Virginia Woolf's biography and her writings?
Not at all. I very much hoped that this book might be accessible to people who hadn't even heard of Virginia Woolf and Vanessa Bell. I thought that in writing it, it might perhaps bring their work to a wider range. I think people think of Virginia Woolf as a very difficult writer, and I think that's a shame. I would like more people to read her.
Well, how closely have you stuck to the facts? Can people read this as real history?
There is an enormous amount of research in there. I had a very strict rule to myself in writing it that I was not going to contradict any definite fact. But I was also going to allow myself to explore, as we've talked earlier, some of the gaps in the historical record. So there are things there that there is no evidence for.
Susan Sellers' book is called Vanessa and Virginia. It's a novel published by Harcourt, Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. That's the new conglomerate. They did have a troubled relationship on and off. Vanessa was the older one, but Virginia seems to act like the older one.
Do you think so? That's interesting.
But she seems to be protective at times of Vanessa.
Yes, that's true. I think I see Vanessa very much as the older one. I'm the eldest in my family of sisters. And certainly in Vanessa's character, I can identify a tremendous sense of responsibility which towards the younger ones, which I don't think that Virginia had.
Well, there is always a problem when you're the older one and the next one is perceived as cleverer than you. And that had to have been a real problem for Vanessa.
Indeed it was. And one of the things that I explore in the novel is what it was like to grow up having this very brilliant, very loquacious younger sister who was also the apple of her father's eye, the very brilliant Leslie Stephen.
In fact, the whole family was pretty celebrated at the time. But there was another side of the story. There were two half-brothers and Virginia has talked about having been sexually abused by her two half-brothers. They abused Vanessa as well?
I think one of the things that I was able to do in the novel was to allow these things to resonate without having to categorically state this happened, this didn't happen, this happened. And I think that's one of the, we were going talking earlier about the differences between fiction and biography. I think this is one of the things that fiction can do. It can suggest things and allow them to resonate without necessarily having to prove the facts.
Well, Vanessa says she dreams about killing their father, not her half-brothers.
That's true. There was a tremendous sense of frustration and repression particularly on Vanessa's side, living under the roof of Leslie Stephen. He was a very demanding man, a very brilliant man, but also, I think, a very difficult father.
And Vanessa, a big temper.
There are wonderful stories of the girls growing up. The Leslie Stephen would be working on the floor above them, and of course he would be writing his wonderful Dictionary of National Biography, and they would hear in the room below great groans and cries from the study, and every now and then this landslide pile of books. So I think the childhood felt very dominated by this man.
How old were they when their mother died?
They were in their teens, so very young.
And did they respond in the same way?
Not at all. In fact, the death of their mother precipitated one of the very earliest bouts of depression that Virginia Woolf experienced.
And then their half-sister, Stella, died as well.
That's right. It was a very, very difficult time because Stella moved into the position of mother, but then, in a completely unrelated way, died quite quickly afterwards. And then, of course, Vanessa had to, in a sense, move into the position of mother and housekeeper, and to some extent, a kind of companion to Leslie Stephen. So very difficult for her.
Were they negotiating the sibling rivalry throughout their lives?
Well, my reading is that they were. I think that throughout their lives, they were constantly referencing each other. There was the whole issue about whether or not to have children. They were looking across at what each other was doing in their art. And, of course, one of the things that we haven't really talked about a lot is they were extraordinarily prolific artists, writer and painter.
And they had complicated sexual lives as well, both of them.
They certainly did.
And is this something that they observed in each other? Did they watch each other as they went through those complications?
I think one of the beginnings of this was as I've said, they were born into a Victorian middle-class family, very strict, very dominant, very coded behaviour. And when they moved to Bloomsbury, finally, after Leslie Stephen's death, there was a real sense that they wanted to get rid of the past. They wanted to move away from the controls of the past. And they wanted to think life on a different basis. They wanted honesty in their relationships.
And she says at one point, "I can't believe that the past has already lost its power." And then her sister kills herself, this really important person in her lives, and you have Vanessa thinking, "You walk along the bank searching for stones to fill your pockets. I think of you that day. I try to picture what went on inside your head. Even after all these years, I wonder if you really loved me." Did she take the suicide personally?
One of the things that I think is very important to remember about the suicide is that Virginia Woolf was almost 60 when she committed suicide.
But Vanessa lived a lot longer, didn't she?
Vanessa lived a lot longer, but they'd had, you know, almost 60 years very, very closely involved with each other. So, yes, to suddenly lose this sister after all those years and all that intensity, it had the most devastating impact on Vanessa.
Susan Sellers is a professor of English at St. Andrews University in Scotland, co-editor of the Cambridge University Press editions of Virginia Woolf's work. And now she's written a novel called Vanessa and Virginia. It is published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.